Assalamu alaikum, Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. So we're still supporting Palestine. We're still fighting against the injustice, fighting against the lies, the politicians, and the BS that is going from the other side, the lack of humanity that is being shown. So what is one of the most effective things in our actions that we can do to help Palestine? So, as Sayyidina Salah, the leader of resistance in Lebanon, said in his first speech since October 7, 2023, as he pointed to the leaders of all countries that are still helping or supporting the occupiers, that they ought to justify, by all humanitarian standards, they ought to stop supplying the occupiers with anything, i.e. fuel. So let's take that to an individual level. What he's also saying, we can surmise from that speech, is that we all ought to make sure that any purchase that we make, i.e. the Coca-Cola that we saw was being supplied in Iraq, that means, as our seventh Imam, alayhi salam, has taught us, and who was the founder and father of negative resistance, i.e. boycott, who later took that advice of our seventh Imam, Mahatma Gandhi, to get rid of colonialism in India, and it was successful, which later was also employed by Martin Luther King Jr. in America in the peaceful march that they had. We know that this is the essence of fighting oppression, to starve the oppressor. So how are we going to starve the oppressor if we really want to help Palestine? Just don't buy their products. You know, mentioning no names like Coca-Cola, Nestle, Persil, Estee Lauder. Why should we keep quiet about mentioning these names that are everywhere? McDonald's. You know, there was a video that was released that I'm sure everyone has seen because it went viral, of one activist in England, it was Birmingham, who released a whole box of rats in McDonald's so that they would close the doors, because these people shouldn't still be buying product from McDonald's, because McDonald's is buying meals for the soldiers in the occupied territory. And I thought to myself, you know, my hat off to this guy, because he's actually taken such a, yes, that's a really rotten and horrible thing to have to do, to get together all these rats. But he was so angry about all the oppression and the injustice done that he took it on himself. And that's how each and every one of us should feel. In whatever manner, we should get angry when we see someone drinking Coca-Cola or Nestle, or I can't even think of the other names, but you know them all. They're all out there. Fruitopia. Get angry and do something. If you're not buying the products, make this a social revolution, because there are enough non-Muslims out there that are even more passionate about this and the injustice done, that they have stopped buying. They have stopped Facebook. They have stopped all the apps that support, that have anything to do with the occupied territory, and yet we're still doing it. That's unacceptable. So if you really have a conscience, say no. Say no to any of the products from the occupied territory and the Zionists and the supporters of the Zionists. And I'd just like to throw in one extra point here, that Amazon is also a great supporter. So if we're doing our Islamic jihad and writing books, don't spoil the jihad by placing it onto the supporter of the killers and murderers of the Palestinian people, because you're just going to kill all your barakat right there. So say no to Amazon too. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.